Hello, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. Welcome to We Still Got Time, a little TikTok live show that me and Countess do occasionally, once every week. Mike here, Countess right there, or right there, depending on where you're watching.
Yeah.
Countess, want to say a little hello to the children?
Hello, everybody. I mean, this isn't the first time. It looks like it's the first time. I don't know why. Today, are we a little bit rusty, crusty? What?
I don't know. I think we're comfortable.
But anyway, this is a podcast. You're gonna, if you're interested, of course, you can find us on Spotify just by searching what exactly, Mike?
We Still Got Time.
Yes, and there you can find a lot of content about pop culture, music, but also mental awareness, since Mike here is a psychologist, and that's literally his element. And said, my element as an artist is music. So we are going to talk, and we do that all the time, about the weekly tea, like celebrities, what has happened with Taylor Swift, whoever, like Ariana Grande, whatever, you know, we're going to mention all of that. So that's about it. If that interests you, buckle up, stay with us, and enjoy the episode.
For sure. Absolutely love this intro. Damn. So, first of all, how are you? How are you doing? How has your week been?
I'm okay. I'm in one of those days where I feel like I need more hours. Like 24 hours are not enough on my schedule. Like I need more hours. Can we please have that?
Yeah.
So that's where you're finding me right now. Like, that's how I feel. What about you?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying the weekend. Honestly, it's, I think, like one of the first full like days where it's actually getting hotter and hotter, and summer is starting to feel closer. So yeah, that's fun. I love summer. I'm in my summer vibe era, as you can see by the shirt. We're giving a little banana moment. Why? What happened with summer?
I think I still like it, but it hasn't already started yet, and I'm already tired. Like the heat. You know those first days of summer when it is there, but it's not entirely there? Like, you're not in vacation mode necessarily, so like you have to work throughout the heat and survive. And then like you go to work and the t-shirt is like all stuck on the body. It's like, ooh, no. Fall was better. Spring was better, wasn't it? Got me thinking, but maybe it's just because I'm not on vacation. That's what I think it is.
Maybe when you like reach the beach and you just feel the breeze, the light breeze, and you're under an umbrella and you're sipping on your coffee or your Aperol Spritz or whatever.
Okay, now you mentioned my favorite thing. You got me. I'm listening.
Ugh, I cannot wait, honestly, for summer. Like actual summer, you know what I mean? Like not this summer.
But like, have you always liked summer?
Yeah, I'm always a summer. Well, look, I'm biased because my birthday is in summer. So it was always like a double thing, you know, for me. It was always like,
oh, that's why. Because you always get gifts.
Yeah.
In the summer too. Okay.
Yes.
And honestly, you have the best days, like the best periods in the year where you can celebrate your birthday.
The thing is that because it's early June and usually exam season is early June, not always, but sometimes growing it up, does like not, to mess. Yeah, maybe
but I mean like up, I mean like the season
no, for sure.
Right, that you can always go outside and drink or whatever, and you don't need an umbrella, it's not gonna snow.
For sure.
It's easy, it's accessible, and it's easily enjoyable. You know?
It is, actually. Yeah. That's okay. So, what is new with, like, the pop culture moments that are going around?
Well, as a former Katy Cat, I do have to mention Katy Perry changing her the profile photo with KP6. I've been waiting for this moment since like the last one.
She is.
And like,
brace yourselves, y'all.
She should be next to Taylor. I mean, like, hype wise, she has to be there. Like, this woman literally raised us with firework. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Oh, how many times have I ever felt like a plastic bag? You know? Exactly. Like, she raised us. Because baby, you're a firework.
She did. She really did.
What do we expect? What do you think she's going to bring to the table?
Girl, from the font and from what I've been seeing from like her posts and like parties she's been going, are we going to get like a hyper pop moment? Like, I'm scared.
Do you think like Charlie XCX something?
She's been hanging out a lot with Charlie XCX and we know she's a producer. Charlie XCX is a producer and she's been hanging out with Katy Perry recently, yes.
Where? Like, I didn't know that. Oh my god.
At like parties, and I'm afraid, not afraid in a bad way, I'm afraid in a good way that this sort of influence
is gonna be there. By the way, drop the address. I wanna go there right now to write with them.
What?
Like, tell me where they are right now. Where Charlie and Katy are, because like I'm gonna go there and hang out. I wanna write songs with them. Well, Charlie casually's producing our song. Okay, I'll stop. I'm daydreaming too much. But yeah, honestly, if that's the case, I really think she's going to bring that kind of vibe to the table. I mean, Charlie is for sure an influence. And all the collabs, like, it's always there, her elements. And I say this in such a good way. So I think Katy is going to shine with new colors. And I'm here with it for this.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go full pop. I feel like she's going to do a twist this time around, I feel.
Yeah, honestly, she's already tried a lot, right? So bringing new stuff or new twists, I think that's really going to work. There's been a lot of hype for her anyways, like the past couple months in social media about her comeback. Like, people are actually waiting for this. So I think it's going to be good. I am biased probably, but I really believe in her projects.
No, yeah, I think people are in need for a little Katy Perry moment. We're thirsty. We're drenched, quenched, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of like early 2010s, can we talk about like Gaga's Chromatica Ball premiere? Did you see that outfit? That white, like, she was stuck on a, like, a car hit her. Like, what was that?
Okay, the thing is, I don't know what that moment was about, but I did see the outfit.
She released her tour, the Chromatica Ball, on a streaming platform, HBO Max, and it was the premiere yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she smiled a little bit about the new era that's coming. And she said that she's writing and that she's feeling intense. And people are saying it's going to be kind of like Born This Way because of like the black and white. So the streets are buzzing. Honestly, I'm here for it.
Me too. Oh my God. You know what? It has been so long that I kind of like forgot about this. Like, you know, I went to the path of respecting her choices, of trying new things like Joanne and this and that. But really,
that's what they're saying.
I'm actually going to cry out of happiness right now. So I'll be back. I had no idea about that. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a really exciting moment for pop music, honestly. Everyone is making a comeback. Everyone has already come back. Like, what's going on?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
It is. It literally is.
But you also want to talk about, you know, Blee. She dropped a new album on a specific Friday that apparently something was going on with another artist's drop, Taylor's. But since I have no idea what that tea is about, do you want to mention something? What do you know?
Sure.
About Taylor and Billy fighting over what, actually?
First of all, how do we feel about the album, Countess? What are your thoughts?
You know, for me, Billy never disappoints. I don't know why I have this belief, and it's not the first time. It's like the third time, even when she was dropping singles, I know that I'm always going to end up loving them. I don't know what it is about her. I think it's, you know, the way I've started to like this artist, as in I loved her for her authenticity since day one. So I've always like, it's almost like I trust that she's going to put that there every single time. And this album too, sonically, it's so, like it has a lot of variety. I really love the sounds, Birds of a Feather, you know, I don't even know where to start from. Songs that you were not expecting to sound that way, but they are like this and they're so beautiful. And you can use them at movies. It's like, it's atmospheric, like it has an atmosphere, it's a vibe for sure. I really love that, and the contrast that she's always putting in, which I do that too. I love it. What about you? What do you think?
The contrasting. Like they're like, wow. This album to me, okay, next year's Grammys is gonna be a bloodbath. This for me is a, like, just think about it. Just like think about
it. I know. I know.
This to me is one of those albums that I feel like is for sure going to be nominated. It might take home multiple Grammys. Billie has found lyrics. You know, she's a lyricist. She's very good in lyric wise. She has a point of view. I absolutely love it. In every song, there is a point of view. You can understand it from the beginning. It's the first string to the last little, you know, harmony beat, whatever it is. Added to that, Phineas, we have to give him credit.
Of course.
He is insane. Like, the production on this album to me was like top tier. Like, absolutely insane. L'amour de la vie. What is that? Yeah. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, okay, this is song of the year. This is like the song of the year, like production wise, and in general, just like everything wise. It just screams awards. I won't be mad if we repeat 2019 where Billy takes everything and Ariana's just sitting there like, but.
Right. I remember that one.
Not to shade Ariana, obviously, because like amazing album as well.
Yeah.
But it's just so good. I'm thrilled, honestly.
So good. And did you like see the video too for Lunch? Did you like that?
I saw clips of it. I didn't see it all.
Okay.
What a lesbian anthem.
Yeah. First of all, that. Second of all, the style. And she was dancing on the video. Dude, can you believe Billy was dancing?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, I hate we're going to do this, but we got to. So there's been a lot of tea going around. Alleged feud. To be honest with you, I feel like it's more of the fandoms.
That's what I believe.
I don't think the artists give two about this.
So, no.
Allegedly, it's two different statements that Billie has made that has really sparked a little something in the Swifties. So first one was, I think it was like a week before her album came out, where she said like she's not gonna release 10 different versions. Like, you know, how every artist, like before releasing an album, they release like a lot of different versions. And why they do that is because one single person can buy all the versions and they count as different sales. So one person can basically count as 5 sales if they buy all the vinyls, all the different merch, all the different, you know, whatever. Billie came out like a week ago, like a week before the album dropped, and was like, I'm not going to do that because that's not environmentally like caution, like, you know, I'm not taking in consideration the environment if I do that, because that's like a waste and I don't care about numbers anyways. And people thought that was a diss to Taylor's, the Torch's Sport Department, because that week Taylor released like 5 different versions, 6 different versions. It's a whole nother thing. But again, it was nothing. Billie never said, like, made a statement about Taylor Swift. It was literally just, I'm not going to do it because it's not environmentally friendly. And I don't agree with that, which I think it's fine. And then the other thing that happened was actually yesterday, or like 2 days ago, Billie was giving an interview and was saying that the fans won't want a 3-hour show. It's too exhausting. And who would pay money to go to a 3-hour show? Once again, people thought this was an immediate diss at the Eras Tour. Now, to be honest with you, Taylor is not the only artist doing 3-hour shows, girl. Beyonce was doing it too. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can I add something on that last part? Because that's sure. The only one I had read about. So, like, her statement was that a 3-hour show is kind of a psychotic thing. Like, nobody wants a 3-hour show. Mm. I wouldn't, she said, like, I wouldn't even want, as a fan, a 3-hour show. Like, she didn't explain that, of course, but it could be, you know, interpreted as first of all, it may be tiring for the fans. And second of all, like, even for the artist, first of all, you know, it's hard. Imagine it's not a 3-hour show once per year. It's every 2 days usually, or tours could be like every single day shows. So 3 hours of what? Like singing, dancing. Dancing is like being an athlete, literally. So can't you do that every day, all the time, in 3 hours? Because normally, like, we can sing about, like, for 1 hour and a half on a daily basis. That would be the ideal. After that, you're starting to really tire your vocal cords. Like, that's the anatomy of the thing. You know, you can always train. You can always add more choreo and less vocals to get a break, like a breather. If that's the case, sure. But, like, 3 hours of a show where you belt your and less vocals to get a break, like a breather. If that's the case, sure. But like 3 hours of a show where you belt your...
With you, I feel like Billie is one of those people that just speaks her mind and doesn't really care, like, the consequences. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I genuinely think, like, she might not even know, like, the Eras Tour is 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, she might not even know that.
Yeah. You know, like, I agree with you very much. Like, I think she would just say like that, be like, you know, in a chill conversation and interview, just like, 3-hour show is like psychotic, kind of like came out like that. Yeah. I really, really believe it. I think the exact opposite of, you know, somebody who would do a lot of research to say something so that the fandom will grab it, grasp it, and do the whole war would be like Selena. Right? I really believe that she checks all of the comments, all of the backgrounds to say something, send it and make a statement, okay, send a message, see, you know, to the background. I don't know, but like, I feel like she could do that.
That's tea though. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Billie has this zero F's given, like, kind of way of thinking and acting, and just like, that's her personality. So I really don't think that she really went in and researched if Taylor Swift's tour is 3 hours or 5 hours or 10 hours or 1 hour. Like, I feel like it's just not it. Someone is saying hi. Hello, welcome. We're talking about Billie versus Taylor. We need your thoughts as well.
No, we're not trying to choose. A war, you know, but it's
no.
It's just trying to understand where the tea comes from. Like, what happened?
I mean, I think fans are just being a little problematic. And this is my issue with fandom sometimes. Like, I absolutely support fandoms. I absolutely love the passion that they bring to artists. But sometimes it's these moments where I feel like it's just toxic. It's just unnecessary. Just enjoy the music. Both artists are thriving.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, you hear an artist say something, it's literally 2 minutes of like their whole life. And it's something that usually it could be like a cut out video where they have cut out all the explanation about that for exactly this thing, to start a conversation, to make, you know, people write articles, get paid and so on, like make a living. So let's not forget about that too.
100% agree on that.
Yeah. Speaking of, a lot of articles that I've seen around, did you read about, like, have you read about J-Lo and Ben Affleck? The tortured poets department.
Oh my god. I feel like we have given such bad press for J-Lo.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, it's fine. I don't know the details. I think she was spotted alone in some like party or something, right? Are my sources correct? I mean, I don't know at this point.
It wasn't just a show, I think. It's just, you know, rumor spreading. I don't know from where, who does that, but something may be going on. I really hope not. Like, let them have a good life. Jeez. Yeah, I wouldn't want that. But anyway, honestly, of course, they're gonna work it out. This is some good Hollywood, like Hollywood drama.
Yeah.
Hollywood core.
J-Lo.
Oh, Henny.
Schiaparelli.
Schiaparelli. Move on. Scooter booch. Okay.
Oh. What's JoJo doing, honestly? Like, where has she been? I need another meme.
What? Okay, that puts her career in a whole capsule.
Like, where's another single of JoJo? She's a meme producer. We need a second Karma's single. Karma was a success.
Yeah. Karma was a success. What's next?
It was. By the way, do you want to like talk about our music gems of the week?
Like, sure.
Our favorite songs this week that we've been bobbing around.
Yeah, I have on repeat. I broke the button. You go first.
My gosh. This week was so exciting for music. I think.
I know, right?
The song that I was always going back to this week is Chihiro by Billie Eilish.
Got it.
That beat when she sings I don't know why I called.
Yeah. Oh, also, I think
it's spiritual.
Yes, a prayer. Were you the one who always like shared her songs? I think you were on Instagram, right?
I did what?
Did you like share her songs?
Yeah, for
a
sure.
Few of the songs. You were the one, because I was seeing like Billy. I was like, okay, that's Mike. That has to be Mike.
That was me, actually. Yes.
Yeah, Queen. Let's go. Okay.
What about yours?
Well, it would have been a Billy song, but you know what came out too? Nani by Saweetie. Oh, get the nani nani na. Listen. It's just that I was.
What is going on?
I can explain. So this woman has been like, posting about like that 22nd of the song, and it's literally in my brain imprinted, and she's like, it's gonna come out this day. And I was waiting in the meantime, sure, but I never forgotten about that very catchy chorus. And so it came out, I was like, oh my God. And I've been dancing around like with that since it came out. I can't. So it was like a good trap. I was literally waiting for that chorus.
Wow.
Good. That's why. It's, you know, it's very cutie, like hot girl music. So
I love hot girl music.
Yeah, it's cute and it's all pink.
Which, oh, support. Yeah, clear.
That would explain a lot.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't... Have we done a mental part? We haven't done a mental part in a long time, have we?
It's been a while. It
feels like forever.
It feels does. Like
forever. Forever. I will always remember Loreen's performance on Eurovision. This is just a little nod. It's last week when we were talking about Eurovision.
Did you like it?
The forever. The performance. Look, it was giving futuristic. I don't know how to feel about the whole performance being on that little chair thing, but it was very iconic, to be honest.
It was very iconic, but I was literally waiting for her to stand
like,
up
down
for
and,
3 minutes.
Start,
yeah, like move around. Bring us another that prompt. It was like...
That being said, if one artist could be sitting and singing her lungs out and still being captivating, it would be Loreen.
Like, of course. So that was a lot of like ab work, you know?
Yeah.
You could see that. Like she was singing and working out at the same time. So that was amazing. I was just, you know, wondering, what's she going to do next? What's she going to do now? And it's just there.
The stage was a giant jellyfish, which again, once again, bold move, but support.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't really realize that she was going for this whole futuristic vibe. Like I thought she was more of a boho, maybe something. And then she comes out with this. It's like, okay, I'm here for this. Obviously.
I want an album. Like, where's the album?
Yeah, true. Has she ever put out an album?
Where's the album? I mean, at this point, she has like 3 singles. Girl, release it already.
Wait, doesn't she have an album?
Like for Tattoo and Is It Love and Forever? No, not yet.
But in her career, ever?
I think her last album was like in 2017 or something. Like, it's insane. It's borderline problematic. There, I said it.
No, wait a second. Oh, wait, you're right.
Yes,
you're right.
I know.
Yeah, 2017. Oh, okay.
Which, like, is so wrong in so many levels.
Yeah. True.
But anyway,
let's go back to mental.
the mental part.
Oh my god,
we haven't talked in forever. That was the whole. Oh my god, yeah. ADHD buddy is here. I honestly, as more as okay, no, never mind.
Don't do it. Don't do it again. The people are waiting. But you know what? I want to know. Can you tell me?
No,
I can't move on
is,
now.
Like, as long as. I feel like the more I'm growing up, the more I just jump from one topic to another. And I don't know if it's ADHD or what it is. I don't know what it is. Anyways.
True. Yeah, me neither.
So today, we're going to be I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-T. Ended.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about independence.
Yeah.
Obviously. And, you know, actually... Let's be honest. Let's be truthful. This topic does come inspired by Countess's latest single, Independent,
aww,
out on all streaming platforms. Go and stream
what
it.
What you did there. Cute. Thank you.
Which, by the way, I've been seeing you. It's been getting some streams, girl. Good job.
Yeah. I was crying about it very much. in a good way. Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Obviously.
You know. And whenever like they put me on a playlist, it still gets me. It's like, oh, on a playlist? Like somebody's listening to this? Still
amazing.
Gets me. Yeah, it's so cute. Amazing. Anyway, back to Independence.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. So let's talk about Independence for a bit. I want us to talk about it because I feel like there is this huge kind of battle. This huge battle of people that are trying so hard to be, you know, independent and not needing of anyone. And, ooh, I'm totally, like, for me and only for me, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like that has such bad, like, connotations, I feel. Because, like, anyways, I just want to get into, like, the discussion. So... basically, like, independence is self-reliance, is being able to rely on yourself. That's kind of like the core of it all. And the goal is that you are not, you know, in need always of someone. So you are dependent. You're not dependent, you're independent, obviously. You get the meaning of the word. What I was, like, so shocked to find out, and I want us, like, to talk about this more specifically, because I feel like you also in your song talk about this, is one of the main, like, ingredients, if you want to call them, to be independent is to have a supportive network. Did you know that, Countess?
Like, for you no. to be independent.
I know, and that's why when I was doing the research, when I found it, I was like, okay, first of all, this is, like, super interesting. Second of all, this is kind of what you talk in your song, I feel.
Do I?
I mean, that's what I feel like, no?
In what way exactly? Like, that you have support, but you're also independent?
The thing is that, like, it is important to have people and surround yourself with people that want to encourage you and want to respect you and, you know, for your choices, to guide you, to support you emotionally, because without obviously, like, imposing their own beliefs, thoughts, agendas, you call it. And, like, I think that is so, so, so critical and is so often not heard about when it comes to independence, because when we think about independence, we're like everyone else and me. But in the actuality, that's not really realistic, because we live in a society, we live in a social group, you know, we have friends and everything. So that's not realistic. So if you want to chase independence, maybe before you go there, try and see your supportive network. Try and see those friends, because maybe they're stopping you from being independent.
Ooh. But you're right, though. Now that I realized, like, understood more of what you were exactly talking about. Yes, that's exactly part of the song. That, you know, yeah. you were, like, you can rely on that person, on that support system. That, you know, you were, like, you can rely on that person, on that support system.
Exactly. And it's, again, it's unrealistic if you really think about it, just to be by yourself. Like, who survives by themselves? It's the reason we have societies, the reasons we have communities, you know. It's the, you cannot, you simply cannot,
you know. It's at times even popular, like, it's trending to be like, F love, F that, I don't want this, I don't want that, I'm on my own, like, I don't trust anybody. It's almost like cool until they realize that it cannot last longer than 6 months, because it's not human. That drives me mad even at times. Like, how do you think this is going to work? And then, oh, I found this person and it changed my life. Yeah, you think so? Like, you're not saying. What?
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. It's always, I mean, always, like, whatever you decide to do, do it in a respectful way, in a way that suits you. But no, it's exactly what you said. Like, there's such a misconception that, you know, for me to be independent, I have to scoot everyone away and it has to be only focused on me. Where, yes, we want confidence, but we don't want narcissism.
You know, oh my, like, God, true.
There's a clear difference.
Yeah.
And that's the key. You still need people that ground you up and elevate you and support you for you to become independent. It's the foundation, basically. Another really good one is spending time alone. I know this is kind of self-explanatory, but for you to be independent, you really have to test the waters. You really have to understand your own thoughts, your own feelings, you know. And sometimes being alone helps us, because it's a time where we allow ourselves to have this inner discussion with our inner selves and discover ourselves in a way. I think that's why a lot of people, like, for instance, like long showers. It's truthfully one of the times where we're really alone. If you really think about it, shut off completely from the outside world. Just me, myself, and I, and my thoughts. And I'm not saying take 3-hour showers, because we need to save the planet. But spending some time alone is definitely beneficial.
True.
And I think the last one that really stuck out to me, I mean, okay, there's a lot, obviously, you know, trying new experiences, you know, self-care, you know, we usually talk about these things. These are very pop elements. I wanted to talk about, like, you know, some different ones that we maybe, you know, we also sometimes forget. But I know we said it a lot of times, and I feel like this is going to be like my quote of the year for me. But setting boundaries is for sure so important when you want to become independent. Why? Because they help you maintain a sense of like self, of preventing others from, you know, consuming you, of taking advantage of you, your kindness, your energy, yourself, basically. And it's the core ground of knowing yourself. If you know your boundaries, you know yourself. And if you know your boundaries, then you can become independent because you know where the line is drawn for you. So it's one of the, I guess, requirements almost, if you will. So yes, do we feel independent, Countess? What are your thoughts?
Yes. I do have a question though.
Yes.
So, wait, give me a second. So, is independence always something that has to do with, is something that went wrong in the past? For example, is it trauma based or is it just personality based or is it both? Like what?
Too mm-hmm. independent or being dependent. Why didn't
being independent, like wanting to rely mostly on yourself? Because of course I know that if you go to the other side and it's totally like hyper independent, that is probably like you're gonna explain it better of course than me. Hyper independent, that is probably like you're gonna explain it better of course than me.
I think you cannot really live. You live through the person, and that's not healthy in any way, shape, or form, and creates a whole different issue. And the same goes, I think, with hyper-independence, if there's a term like that, I guess. If not, we're coining it. Trademark it. Copyright it.
Period.
In a sense, there was this lovely research done, actually. This is interesting, that said that people that go out of relationships and don't form another relationship in a 2 year, more than 2 years, you know, struggle so much after that 2 year, more than 2 years, you know, struggle so much after that, basically start like not wanting anyone else,
which, oh my god,
again is like insane if you think about it. That doesn't obviously mean that it's true for everyone, or that if you're 2 years in one day, oh, suddenly I'm not gonna be ever in a relationship and start having a panic attack. No, obviously this is just like one research, but you know, it does say a lot about like how much we are dependent in a way towards others, but at the same time how we need, you know, our own selves, our own, you know, concept, our, you know, we need to be reliable by ourselves. We cannot always depend on others. So I think if you're somewhere in the middle, as with everything, I think it's the healthier, it's the more sustainable. And yeah, I am for sure. There is obviously, like, especially with like independence, most research does point out to like child years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of where we learn how to attach to people. So that's a whole different story. If you want, we can do attachment styles. It's so interesting.
Oh my god, like, yes.
Let's do it next episode.
Yes. Period. I want to know everything about that. It's so fascinating.
It's three different styles plus one, know, but we'll see about the last one. Oh, yeah. Secure.
I know. I've read about that. It's just that I need to know more about that from you.
Amazing. Amazing. And if anyone else wants to know more, they can always jump in onto these of lives course. And find us. Yeah, this was pretty much just it about independence. I mean, I don't know if you have any other questions, any other thoughts. Or are we just excited for attachment styles next week?
Yes. Would you is there something you would like to share about on that spectrum? Where do you stand as a person? Attachment style? No. Like independence, dependent. If you're in the middle, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm more on the, if it was a full spectrum, I would put myself, at least right now, because I think these things shift. True. In the middle towards the independent, but a lot of times I do tend to be more on the dependent side. I feel like I fixate a lot.
Yeah, honestly, now that I think about it, same for me. It changes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it also, the circumstances changed. I know, when I was, in the military, I was definitely more dependent because I was in an environment that I was, feeling, a little self-conscious. And, there wasn't, a lot of confidence. Whereas, if I take myself in another setting where I feel confident, I notice that I'm more independent.
Oh, that's so important too, right? The surroundings, the environment.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I always forget about that one, how much, what a kind of an impact it may have on us. But it's so true.
For sure.
Cool. Okay. So, I'm excited about the next one now.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
Settled.
And where can they catch it? Countess.
I'm excited about the next one now.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
Settled.
And where can they catch it? Countess.
Please follow us. We still got time. We have a TikTok account and we're on Instagram. Why would you should follow us? To have all of the notifications about where we're going to be, when, how you're going to connect with us again. And don't forget that you can always come up here and ask us anything. If you need more mental tips or anything, that's why Mike is here. Of course, not only because of that, but, he can do that for you, of course.
I could. And, also pop culture. If you have major tea, spill. Give us
of
the
course.
Info.
Of course.
We need everything. This is just, a show for you guys to, get to know us. And we can get to know you and just become, a little group of besties where we can just talk about everything from pop culture all the way to mental health and more. If that sounds like something you're interested, go on Spotify. You can listen to more than 30 shows, more than 30 episodes. That's insane. Insanity.
That's a lot to catch up.
Literally. Where does it end, honestly?
So did you mention how they're going to find us on Spotify? What's the name of the podcast?
We Still Got Time. Because we still got time.
Period. we're glowing in our 20s. And we want to share that with everybody and connect with everybody.
Exactly.
And that's about it. So thank you for joining us today. That was a lovely episode, wasn't it?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you want to share anything else, Mike?
As always, stay independent, but also seek support.
Yes. Oh, you know what? That's the golden ratio. That's beautiful. Can we name that the episode like that?
I'm down.
Period. Okay. And I agree with Mike. I'll just add, do some skincare, rest, drink some water, meditate, do something that makes you feel good. And yeah, we'll be back until then for more tips.
We will. Yes. We will.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.